That jangly opening chord in The Beatles' A Hard Day's Night is certainly one of the most recognizable in pop music. Sort of sounds like a guitarist telling his bandmates, "Hey, we're doing a song here, so listen up." But a math professor in Canada looked into just how the Beatles produced that sound back in 1964, before there were synthesizers and studio electronics like they have today. So to take us through this Beatles mathematical mystery tour, we've called on our math guy, Keith Devlin. He joins us from the studios of Stanford University. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, Scott. Good to speak to you again.
And nice to talk to you. Look, we know that music has math, but other than the tempo and number of verses, where's the math?
Sounds themselves are very mathematical things. And that was the secret to unravelling this particular mystery of this sound. And as you said, it's obviously guitar-like, but if you listen closely, it's not like any guitar that anyone's really ever heard played live. And so...
Well, now, let's credit the mathematician who got involved in this investigation, Jason Brown at Dalhousie University.
Mm-hmm. And what Brown did was he took some mathematics that's fundamental to modern musical theory and to modern musical technology, in fact. That was mathematics invented at the late 18th, early 19th century by a French mathematician called Joseph Fourier. And Fourier showed how you can analyse any kind of waves. In fact, Fourier was studying heat dissipation waves, but let's continue to talk in terms of sound waves. Sound waves come in different kinds. The simplest kind is the kind of sound you'll get when you sound a pure note, for example, with a tuning fork. Mm-hmm. And that's a beautifully symmetrical, simple wave that we call a sine wave. That's sine spelled S-I-N-E. A sine wave, beautiful hills and valleys that go on and on smoothly. At the other end of the spectrum, as it were, you've got the kind of sound wave caused by conversation or a typical musical instrument. What Fourier showed, and it's an incredibly remarkable result, take a sound wave, no matter how complicated, you can decompose it into individual sine waves, these simple sine waves, that are superimposed to give that. What Jason Brown did, it's known as Fourier analysis, he took the recording of this Beatles opening chord from A Hard Day's Night. On a computer, he didn't have to write the software, you can now get the software off the shelf, was able to analyse that sound wave, and this took him a long time, and it turns out that even he first of all thought, well, you know, George Harrison had a 12-string guitar, maybe it's that. No, you can't produce that same spectrum of sine waves with a 12-string guitar. Maybe the other Beatles came in with their guitars. No, that doesn't work either. Eventually, he figured out that what must have been happening was George Martin, the producer, at the same time, hit the piano keyboard. So that opening chord isn't a pure guitar. There's a piano on there as well. And it was that mixture of guitars and piano that gives it that rather unique sound.
Keith, I salute the scholarship involved, but wouldn't it have been possible to get this, you know, settled in just 2 minutes by asking Sir Paul McCartney, how did you guys do it?
You know, you'd think that, but in fact, interestingly enough, the thing that Jason Brown, this mathematician, is now trying is there is actually some dispute between... Well, it was a historical dispute between Lennon and McCartney. Lennon, of course, can no longer contribute to that. But there's a famous song that was recorded a year after Hard Day's Night on the Rubber Soul album called In My Life.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed.
And ever since that was recorded, there's been this dispute as to who wrote that. John Lennon claimed that he wrote the whole thing except for a musical bridge that McCartney eventually wrote. McCartney has always claimed, no, he actually wrote the music for that as well. Jason Brown, he's now analysing this particular song and all of the other Beatles' music in order to see if he can figure it out. In other words, what he was trying to do is, by analysing lots of Beatles songs, he wants to see if he can find a sort of an audio fingerprint, a sound print, if you like, of songs that were written by Lennon and songs that were written by McCartney. If you can find some mathematical pattern in the waveforms that distinguishes their two composing styles, then he'll be able to look at that and see which pattern In My Life fits.
Weekend Edition's math guy, Keith Devlin, thanks so much.
Oh, my pleasure, Scott, and season's greetings to you.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog.
You're listening to the Fab Four from Weekend Edition, NPR News.